Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Breathe upon everyone here today. Thank you already for testimonies we have received. And thank you for life transformation already happening. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What powerful songs. What atmosphere-changing songs. Mahoshatalayada. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. I'm aware that lives have been changed this morning. Testimonies already happened. And you will not be the same. Psalm 67. Verse 5 all the way to verse 7. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The subject is the blessing of praise. And this is part two of the blessing of praise. Our objective is to understand the connection between our praise and his blessing. What is the connection between praise and the blessing? I made 4 points or three clear in the first service that praise, the Bible makes it clear that praise directly attracts the blessing of God. Let the people praise thee, O God. Then shall God bless us. Praise directly attracts the blessing of God. Second, that if you will not withhold your praise, God will not withhold his blessing. If you will not withhold your praise, God will not withhold his blessing. Third, ingratitude deprives people of the blessing of God. Ingratitude. I am going to add a fourth to it. Ingratitude. Number four, murmuring and grumbling attracts destruction and curses. It attracts. I believe it was in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, I believe verse 10, where he said, neither murmur ye as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Murmuring, grumbling attract curses. and destruction. There are many people today who don't know why things are being destroyed around their lives. But these are people who have nothing to offer but permanent murmuring and permanent grumbling and complaint against God. You are on a journey and you are rushing to catch a meeting. And the car carburetor had a challenge, or the battery head, or the engine, or something, or the tire, or something. And you were grounded on the road for about 2 hours. When it was time, after about 2 hours, the car got fixed. You arrived late. The meeting had closed. You were angry that you didn't meet the meeting. Unknown to you, God stopped your journey so you don't enter into debt in front. Something was calculated to take your life. And God said, hold on here with this car challenge. Missing the meeting and losing your life, which is worse. I was talking to the pastors yesterday while we were praying, and I said, it is only in eternity that we will realize what the devil planned that God aborted without our notice. The several things that could have happened to us that never happened because God never allowed them. There are some things we are complaining about that we should be praising God for because God aborted something. Somebody say amen. Amen. I heard that September 11, I think that was 2001, when the Twin Tower in America was crumbled by the bombs, some about five or six, a few people who were meant to be in that building that day for work that morning couldn't come. So those people were alive. One missed his flight. Several of them. One, they all had reasons. Reasons that you should be complaining about. I'll pull that thing out. One had, whether it was all manner, one fell a bit sick or something. All manner of things happened that prevented them from arriving into death. It is not everything you complain about. There are things to thank God for. That was why the Bible said, in everything give thanks. You may not know why, but give thanks in everything. Inside everything, just give thanks. Because beyond your visibility, there would have been calamities that you never saw. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will not murmur another time. I prophesy upon you today, a change of story is around you right now. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Very, very quickly. Very quickly. What platform causes us to see the blessing of God through praise? What are the channels of the blessing? True praise. I looked at four of them in the first service. That praise establishes the presence of God. As channels in which praise brings the blessing. And we saw also that praise places a demand on the earth to release what is ours. We saw also that praise releases our potentials. That leads us to our possibilities. And then we saw also that praise brings divine direction, which links us to divine provision. We shall look at four others in this service. That will be number one for this service, but number five overall. And that is that praise, the first for the service is praise, that is joy in the Lord, releases upon us the fragrance of favor. And favor brings increase and supplies. Praise releases upon us the fragrance of favor. And favor brings increase and supplies. Acts chapter 2 verse 47. The Bible said, they were praising God and having favor. And the Lord added. So praise brings the favor. Favor brings the additions. Favor brings the increase. Deuteronomy chapter 33 and in verse 23. Of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. When you are satisfied with favor, you will be full of the blessings and you will possess. Psalm 44 and in verse 3, he said, they got not the land in possession by their own sword. Neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thy arm and the light of your countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. Praise brings favor, and favor brings possession. Favor brings increase. Favor brings additions. It is not possible to know how to praise and not know favor. Praise makes favor mandatory. Praise is a cure for disfavor. Praise is curative of this favor. And I speak to everyone here this morning. Everything called the spell of disfavor and the spell of rejection is arrested right now by your praise, by the praise that will be going up today in the name of Jesus. Number two, praise, which is joy in the Lord, fertilizes and irrigates the earth for increase and multiplication. Praise fertilizes and irrigates the earth for increase and multiplication. If you want to water your life, praise. If you want to fertilize your seed, praise. Joel chapter 1 verse 11 and 12. Joel chapter 1 verse 11 and 12. He said, the harvest, be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen, how, O ye vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. The vine is dried up and the fig tree languisheth. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Everything dried up because joy dried up. In John chapter 6 and in verse 11 to 12, Jesus irrigated and fertilized 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he multiplied. It multiplied in his hands. He had 5 loaves, 2 fishes. He lifted them up, gave thanks, and it multiplied. Everything multiplies around the praiser. And everything dries up around the grumbler. Everything multiplies around the praiser. And everything dries up around the grumbler. The one who knows how to grumble will see decrease. The one who knows how to praise will see increase. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now I announce by the prophetic word of God, your season of decrease is over forever. Your season of scarcity is over forever. Your season of shortage is over forever.
If you believe increase is coming for you, shout the loudest amen.
Number three, praise, which is also the joy of the Lord, multiplies strength. It multiplies strength. And strength or force is required for the conquest of resources. Praise multiplies strength, and strength or force is required for the conquest of resources. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10, the B part said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And why do you need strength? Proverbs chapter 11 verse 16. Interesting scripture. A gracious woman retaineth honor, but strong men who have strength, they retain riches. Ola, ola. You need some level of audacity, kakrakarity, graciousness. You need some level of force. When the brothers of Joseph came to Egypt and Joseph presented them to Pharaoh, there is something Pharaoh said I will never forget. In Genesis 47 and in verse 5, he said to them, and Pharaoh spake unto Joseph, saying, your father and your brethren have come unto you. The land of Egypt is before you. In the best of the land, make your father and your brethren to dwell. And in the land of Goshen, let them dwell. And if you know any among your brothers that has force, any of them with the men of, any men of activity among them. That word activity is the Hebrew word kail, which means force, power, strength. Any strong man among your brothers, make him ruler over my cattle. Don't take a weak man among them and put him in charge of my resources. I have things for one of your brethren. I have work for one of your brothers. But let it not be the one that wake up lazily in the morning. Let him be the one that has capacity, audacity, capability, ferocity. Let him be the one that has capacity and strength and energy and fire. Strong men retain riches. Am I communicating? There are things belonging to you in the hands of witches and wizards. You need spiritual strength to take it from their hands. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? You need spiritual strength and fire. You need power to take it from their hands. To collect it from the strong rooms of the occult. To collect it from the warehouses of witchcraft. Am I speaking to somebody here today? Your praise increases your fire, increases your strength, increases your energy, and your energy makes you to take delivery of your destiny and of your possession. I prophesy today, the strength you need to take delivery of what is yours, that strength is coming on you now. Somebody say after me, say today, I am praising my way into my realm of authority, of audacity, of ferocity. What belongs to me? No devil, no witch, no wizard can withhold. What belongs to me, I collect it by force. My father grew up at the age of 18. He had started trading, and very, very early he made money enough to buy luxury buses, brand new lorries, brand new everything. as we grew up as children, we grew up seeing brand new Mercedes cars. He told us in those days, when he went to Onitsha and those places to trade, he said, thief can't steal from him. He fought it a physical fight. He fought, that is, you can't take it from him. He collect it back from you and give you the weeping of your life. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Very, very forceful. Very, very audacious. He said, why is it that somebody from our family, our line, is not a chief yet? They said, no reason, because nobody has come out. He said, okay, I come out. He said, all these years around, these people are the people coming out. These people, he said, why? He said, nobody from your place have come out. He said, I come out. Now, he said, I come out on behalf of everybody. He contended it, won it on behalf of everybody. See, men of force, people who have force, who have audacity, they retain authority and they retain prosperity. I announce to you today, the force you need physically and the force you need spiritually to take delivery of what is yours, I declare that force is released now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are seeing him and shout the loud most, amen. Lift your hands and say, what is mine? I take it now. Maybe this is why somebody is here today. You know, in primary school and secondary school, when a child is too weak, everybody look for their trouble. They bully those that cannot defend themselves. R.W. Schoenberg said, a bully boy was always bullying him in school, looking for his trouble. So one day he made up his mind, he said, enough is enough. So the man gave him, he gave him one. The man gave him, he gave him another. The man was on the floor. That was when he realized that Ashe, he is more powerful than the man. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? If you will not fear what is fighting you will begin to fear you. It will begin to fear you. Now, I announce again, the level of fire, the level of power, the level of energy you need to take delivery of your portion is released upon you now. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord and we go to the final one. Number four. Praise grants access to divine wisdom and inspiration. Divine wisdom and inspiration. And wisdom is a magnet of wealth. That is how praise blesses us. Praise gives access to divine wisdom and inspiration. And wisdom is the doorway to wealth. Wisdom is a magnet of wealth. In 1 Kings chapter 4 and in verse 32, 1 Kings chapter 4 and in verse 32, concerning Solomon, the Bible said he spake 3,000 proverbs. And his songs were 1,005. 3,000 proverbs. 1,005 songs. So the proverbs or the wisdom was going hand in hand with the singing. And the wisdom brought the wealth. 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 23. 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 23. The Bible says, so King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. You see, riches, wisdom. Now, and all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver and vessels of gold and garments and armor and spices and horses and mules. A rate year by year. As wisdom was flowing, wealth was flowing. As the songs were flowing, the wisdom was flowing. As the wisdom was flowing, the wealth was flowing. Am I communicating at all? God is going to give you an idea. An idea, a world governing idea, a wealth magnetizing idea, an idea that will change your life, are you going to praise today? Praise is mentality ventilator. What I say? What did I say? What have I said? Praise is mentality ventilator. It airs your brain. Let us settle a lullaby. And then you are worshiping, and then your brain is receiving air, it's receiving ventilation, it's cooling and calming down. The next thing is an explosion of divine wisdom, explosion of divine ideas, explosion of creativity, explosion of innovativeness, explosion of inventiveness, explosion of invention. Somebody say a loud amen. 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 There is someone seated here today. Something new is going to come out of your life that will shift your level, that will shift your financial level. Something new, something new, something new, something brand new will come out of your life.
Shadow pray. Please be seated. How do we praise down the blessing very, very quickly? And we shall stand up and begin the praise. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, let me start from verse 14 for the sake of time. And David danced before the Lord with all his might while they were bringing the ark of the Lord, and David was guarded with a linen ephod. So David and all of the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window, saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. And they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in his place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. And he dealt among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, as well as to the women as men, to everyone a cake of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. So all the people departed, everyone to his house. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovered himself." And David said unto Micah, so I was shameless, because I was dancing before God. He said, it was before the Lord.
which chose me before your father. Your father. The God who rejected your father, remove your father. That God who placed me in front of your father. I mean your father. Your father. You know how they used to say it in primary school? They used to say, your father. I don't want to say it. He said, it was before that God that appointed me ruler over Israel. I'm sure you remember your father's case. How God disgraced him from that throne and put me instead of your father. He said, it was before that God that I was dancing and I will yet play. If you don't value God, I value God. If God doesn't mean anything to you, it means something to me. I was in the bush before he picked me. I don't know where he picked you from. So I'm going to dance before him. Is there somebody ready here to celebrate before the Lord? Shout the loudest, amen. How do we praise down the blessing, number one? Praise with sacrificial giving. David offered sacrifices as he was praising. You need to know what it means to give, to tithe, to seed. Praise with sacrificial giving. Praise the Lord, oh my soul, oh my pocket, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Every department of my life should be able to praise the Lord. Any praise that comes with the mouth that does not come with action is all ordinary lip service. Number two, dance with all your might. The Bible said David danced with all his might. Is that scriptural? Yes. Was it not Mark chapter 12, verse 30, thereabout? Where he said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your physical strength. Demonstrate love for God with your energy. David danced with all his might. Energy in service, energy in singing, energy in dancing. Aggressive, militant praise. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? The violent taketh it by force. If anybody is near you and is too psychedelic, too educated, has more degrees than the thermometer. Just say, I didn't come to observe your psychedelism. All your education, I came to praise God. You find another level. I've seen people like that. They are always so tight. And nothing is easy for them. Number three, dance with all your might and don't let anybody distract you in the dance. And don't be distracted watching anybody's dance. Because the person's dance will bring the person's result. And all he did was to watch them dance. Number three. Praise with the shout of victory. Praise God from the victory point of view. Praise God with the mindset of somebody who is already victorious. Somebody who is already going to testify. Somebody whose life is already changed. With victory, the shout of victory. They brought the ark with the shout of victory. Whether the devil likes it or not, whether the witches of your family, of your village like it or not, whatever it is, your story is changing today. Stand on your feet. Have two more. Praise with the sound of the trumpet and the instruments of music. Let the music do their own. And finally, play before your Father in praise. That was what Samuel, David said in 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 21. He said, I will play. That God that placed me ahead of your Father, I will play before him. There is a time where praise and dance literally metamorphoses into play. I'm sure you have watched children before. Just in the presence of the Father, he's climbing the cushion chair, just climbing. Did you see the video in America? Our American video. Did you remember that white man that climbed the chair? Maybe you should show us that video. Oyibo man climbed chair. Climbed chair and began to run on chairs. He was on fire. When they interviewed, he said he wasn't aware. He had an encounter. Will you play us the Houston video? He had a mighty visitation. Am I communicating? The young boy is just jumping, dancing. Have you seen something like this before? Have you seen such a play before here? And don't let anybody.
Come our way. Help has come the way of the United States of America. Help has come the way of the United States of America. Reproach. I don't know what shame has confronted you. Today is coming to an end in the name of Jesus.
Power of the Holy Ghost.
Hey! But I want to advise now. See, the place is too tight now, so climbing on the chair may not be easy now. Okay, the place is very tight here now, so climb on the ground, climb on the floor. Because in this crowd now, it will cause a lot of confusion if anybody should climb on chair now and start running. All right. Praise the Lord. Within the next 10 minutes, and we are connected all over the world, from Zambia, from the United Kingdom, from America, from everywhere, we are connected. And in the course of the dance, you can cause them to see themselves. The mosaic kind of presentation. The next 10 minutes, celebrate the King of Kings. We trust God to be out of here before it gets too hot. Now, are you ready to praise God? Lift your hands and say, Father, I thank you because you are my God. I am praising you because you are God. And as I praise you, I am stepping in to my blessing, to the realm of my blessing. Shout the Lord and say amen. Give the Lord a praise. Let's go. Shake the hands of three people. Tell them I want to play before the Lord.
Celebrate.
Come on, say.
gratitude. I have come to give you praise. With the help of gratitude, I have come to give you praise. With the help of gratitude, I have come to give you praise. I have come to give you praise. With the help of gratitude. One, two, just like. Obrigado. 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 Obrigado.
On the present level.
By reason of this prayer, I connect with your favor. In the name of Jesus, I connect with increase. In the name of Jesus, I connect with the strength to take delivery of all that is mine. In the name of Jesus, I connect with divine wisdom. I connect with divine inspiration. I connect it now. Open your mouth and pray. By the authority of him that has the key of David and opens and no man shuts and shuts and no man opens, by the authority of the one who says, I have set before you an open door and no man can shut, I announce and I prophesy right now that door is open. That womb is open. That destiny is open. Because you have stepped into your season of open door. Hey! You have arrived at your moment of open door. Is your open door? It's your year of open doors. Hey! It's your open door. You have come to your open door. It's your open door. It's your year of open door. Open door. You have gone. Take your mouth. Wave your hands and give him the prayer. Doors just open. Yokes just got broken. Supernatural openings just took place. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout as you take your seat. We were meant to ask for testimonies for people to go to take testimonies, and I didn't remember to do that. But if you have a testimony before now, you had a testimony right in the course of this service, you can step forward there. We can take two or three, at the most five of them, and then we're going to the blessed communion. Yes. It's your year of open door. It's your open door.
Sister, I love it. Battle with the demon in the night for the past 5 years. The demon will come and remove money from her and other valuables, reducing her to a near poverty line.
No. The first person will run out.
Yet on Thursday, during the Kingdom Power and Glory World Conference, they came again in the night. But the boisterous wind appeared. The demons took to their heels. And all of a sudden, she found herself on this altar. And since then, she has not encountered them again, and life has returned to normal.
Every demonic spirit attached to your life, frustrating your destiny, I declare today, is the end of that satanic presence and agenda.
Sir, this is Brother Friday Issa. He said he was diagnosed with bilateral inguinal hernia, so he had to go for surgery. And right in the theater, the doctors asked him, are you a Muslim or a Christian? He said he was a Christian. He said, okay. He requested they play the song of the senior pastor.
The doctor?
Yes, sir. So they can pray for him before the surgery.
Wow.
Yes, sir. So he requested they play the song of the senior pastor.
Who requested?
He requested.
Okay.
Before the procedure. Now, in the midst of the procedure, he said he blanked off and just passed.
Wow.
All of a sudden, he found himself in the other realm. He saw some people singing, wearing white, and he joined them. Even though he was wearing another shade of cloth, but he was walking with them, and they were singing the same song. And the plucked mango he ate with them, plucked apple ate, about to eat. Then God's servant appeared, the mantle of the commission, and held his hand and told him, where are you going? And asked him to lie on a couch. Suddenly, it became a theater setting. And God's servant told him that they were going to conclude the procedure that had begun. Because what they began in the earth realm was not completed. And a team of surgeons appeared and began to work on him. God's servant appeared in his lab coat, like he said. This was what he saw in that realm. What happened? Okay, this was what he saw.
He saw this in that realm.
Yes, sir, in that realm. God's servant in his lab coat with a stethoscope. And while the team of doctors were operating him, one of them brought out a segment of the intestine and showed it to God's servant and said, this is the problem. And God's servant put the stethoscope on him and checked and said, that was over. But the cock was going to crow thrice. Now, at this point, he was already 8 hours gone in this realm.
8 hours gone.
The reason why they didn't take him...
In the theater,
yes, sir.
He has stopped breathing for eight hours.
In fact, he was dead for 8 hours. They were contemplating taking him to the mortuary. The reason why they didn't take him to the mortuary was because they said for this duration of time, rigor mortis should have set in.
That's right.
But he's still a little flexible.
The body should have started getting stiff.
Yes, so they put a nurse to sit by him. After 8 hours, he now called Jesus. Jesus. Jesus 3 times. Representing the cock that was told him will crow thrice. And that when he opened his eyes, the eyes were as red as fire. Everybody took off.
They ran.
Ah, yeah.
They don't tell.
Everybody took off. And then they began to ask him questions. Then he realized that these were two separate realms and began to tell his story. Long story made short, he's totally recovered now. Just 3 days ago, he had an encounter where Paul Daniel appeared to him and held him by the hand and told him to go and share this testimony. Took him to the garden and said, those that share testimonies, this is the portion God had given them in the garden. He made up his mind to come this morning to share the testimony. Last night, began to vomit. Complications set in again, as though the devil was not impressed. He did all he could, came in, stepped his feet here today. Strength surged into him, and is perfectly well here.
When was this surgery?
About a month now.
Got a complete 1 month.
By 26th of November.
Yes.
It completed 1 month. That's 26th October.
Yes. The surgery was not in the FCT. It was in Kogi State.
Incredible. That was how God brought him back. What song was that?
They were singing that, praise the Lord, oh sing, oh sing, praise the Lord. So the many, now only me be person where we are different clothes among of them. They will go here, pray for this side. They will now go to another place, and pray.
What was the song he was? He asked them to play for him. This song. Okay, tongues of fire was what he asked them to play for him. And Narekele. Narrow to tomorrow. That was the last thing you remembered. What a mighty God. Step over here. I announce to someone here today, you will not die before your time. Every arrangement of hell to take you out of this life before your time, that arrangement is hereby arrested. Lift your hands. Narekele, ekele, ekele, narekele mo. Ikuku amanonya e. Mwano tuonye. Isi ike.
Sister Anita Isaac, she said while she slept yesterday night, she saw one of her relatives pushed her into a grave. Pushed her into a grave and sealed the grave. And she said she was playing one of the songs received by Barrister Deborah, Consciousness. She came into service today while the praise was on. She said she had an encounter where she saw you stepped into that grave, unsealed the grave and pulled her out and told her, regain your consciousness.
Regain your consciousness.
Yes.
I announce to you, any grave they dug for you or pit, whoever dug the grave or the pit for you, they shall take your place in that pit. They shall take your place in that grave. They shall take your place in that pit. In the name of Jesus.
Sister Grace said she has had more than 11 failed relationships. No relationship worked. But while the praise was going on, she said she saw a ring pulled out of her finger, and that is a deliverance for her.
Come forward here. Every spiritual relationship is canceled. Jesus, precious name.
Sister Buster said for more than 10 years she has had this movement all over her body. She said in the month of May that led to severe cough. But just right now, while the praise was also going on, she said she felt something crawled out of her body, and that is her deliverance. She's here to give God praise.
Congratulations.
Rauchi said, for the past 23 years, he has had migraine headache. Came into service with those drugs. You can bring them out of the bag. Came into service with drugs he usually takes, but while the praise was also going on, he said he felt a cold sensation. And immediately that migraine headache that has lasted for the past 23 years was blasted back to hell on the spot and is totally free right now. Here to give God
give
praise.
Give him another praise. 23 years. Every mountain.
David, Brother David decided to redeem his pledge in this service. And in the course of the powerful praise, so he fell into a trance and saw himself in the grave. And God's servant appeared and pulled him out and said, your destiny will not be buried like that.
Step forward here. I prophesy upon you. Anyone today that the enemy is planning to bury before time,
our brother had locked knees for 6 months, that he couldn't squat, he couldn't do anything, and was also suffering from severe pains. after an attack in the night and had defied all medications. He came into the service in that condition. And in the course of that heated praise, he said it's good that he, while he was dancing, he had the oil to squat to try if that thing had disappeared. All of a sudden, he could squat and he could
dance. It is over forever in Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise. Somebody lift your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Place your hand on yourself. And right now, all of you, your testimonies are permanent. For the sake of time now, we might not be able to take all. And you will celebrate your way back to your seat. Testimonies are permanent. Place your hand on your chest. Everyone here, I announce to you today, I decree, I declare, every agenda of hell is broken off your life. Whatever my Father in heaven has not planted in your life is uprooted right now. In Jesus' precious name. Everywhere you are this morning, in need of surrender to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven, you want today to mark a new day in your life, I'd like you to quickly pick up your Bibles, your bags, and say, Pastor, I want my sins forgiven. I have seen the power of God, the presence of God, the move of God. And I want my sins forgiven. I want today to mark a new day for me. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly be the first to come as I give you the count of 10. 1.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
2.
I live for you alone.
3.
Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord. 4. 5. 6. And 7. 8. 9. And 10. I give the call again. You are here. You need to surrender your life to Jesus. You want to make your ways right with God. You want your sins to be forgiven. You are bound by a negative lifestyle of smoking, of drinking, womanizing, Indian hemp addiction, drug addiction, fraud, gambling. A life that you know will lead you to hell. And you are saying, Pastor, I want stealing. Immoral life. I want to be free. I want the help of God. Wherever you are, at the count of 7, still rush to the front here. 1.
Goodbye, world.
Don't be the last to come. 2.
Stay no longer with you. Goodbye,
3.
Stay no longer with you.
4.
Don't go away the rest of my life.
5.
I made up my mind. Don't go away.
6.
Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world.
Stay no longer with you.
Stay no longer. Goodbye, pleasure.
Stay
no longer with me.
Stay no longer with me.
While I give this call, communion stewards can also come forward and assist distribute the communion, waiting for the blessing to be released. You are in the church here. You are not yet a member of the church, but you have been coming. Or you are coming here for the first time, but you want to be a full member. You can say, I see the presence of God here. I see the power of God here. And I see the move of God. I want to become a full member of this church. You want to go through our membership class, because it is when you are officially recognized like that in the realm of the spirit, then you can expect your results. Anywhere you are, you want to be a full member of this church, quickly step forward here and let us receive you. I'll give you the count of 10 as you step forward here. 1.
I belong to the body of Christ.
2.
Come on. I see.
You have the lyrics. Lyrics on the screen. Quickly, go ahead. 3. Four.
I belong
5.
To the body of Christ. I am in the body
2.
Of God.
3.
I am part.
choosing generation. Call for to show his excellence.
Come on, sing.
All I require for that time.
I know.
A big clap and a shout of praise. A big clap and a louder shout of praise. Thank you, Master, in Jesus' name. Place your right hand on your chest, those of you in the front, and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life today. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace to live for you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken of your life. Help and mercy from above be released upon you in Jesus' name.